After Prime Minister Mahiuddin's announcement this morning, many industries are left questioning the kind of standard operating procedures, SOP, that will be put in place for their businesses. https://www.facebook.com/majlisgesalamatanagara/posts/238980146112746?TN_=R One of these prominent industries is the food sector. Thankfully, MKN has published a full set of guidelines on their Facebook page to help local eateries navigate their operations during this cautious period. Here are the key factors that food vendors should take note of. 1. Restaurants, food courts, food outlets on the street operation requirements. Operation hours, 5 a.m. to 12 a.m., opening hours, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., educate employees on how to upkeep personal health and hygiene, as well as the cleanliness of the restaurant. Eateries are required to keep a personal record of its customers, including details such as their full names, IC numbers and phone numbers. A record of temperature readings for both customers and employees must also be tracked. Activity and protocol: there should be a gap of at least 2 meters in between each table to enable safe social distancing. Each table should not have more than 4 people each. Each eatery needs to specify a limit to the number of people allowed in the premise at a time to ensure social distancing. All outlets need to have alcohol-based hand sanitizer or a hand wash area. Eateries are advised to use biodegradable utensils for one-time use. Cleaning solution used should include sodium hypochlorite following the guidelines published by Mo.2. Food trucks, pop-up eateries. Operation hours, 5 a.m. to 12 a.m., opening hours, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m., follow the same rules stated above. Under restaurants, food courts and food outlets on the street, but instead of tables, ensure a 1 meter gap between each customer for safe social distancing. 3. Indoor public markets and wholesale markets in KL. Operation requirements. Operation hours, 5 a.m. to 7 p.m., opening hours, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., keep a record of employees' attendance and body temperature readings every day. Operation times are subject to change. KL wholesale market might be able to operate 24 hours a day again. Disinfect the building every day once work operations are finished. Limit the number of customers allowed to shop in the market at one time. Activity and protocol: there should be a gap of at least 1 meter in between each customer when they queue up for payment. All outlets need to have alcohol-based hand sanitizer or a hand wash area. Eateries are advised to use biodegradable utensils for one-time use. Cleaning solution used should include sodium hypochlorite following the guidelines published by Mo. All local and foreign workers need to undergo health screenings, body temperature checks, symptoms, and contact history with COVID-19 patients. 4. Fresh food markets controlled. Operation requirements. Operation hours, 6 a.m. to 12 p.m., opening hours, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. Hawkers need to follow a rotational schedule, e.g. Set 1 operates on Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, Set 2 operates on Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday. Disinfection process must take place daily after work operations. Activity and protocol: keep a record of employees' attendance and body temperature readings every day. There should be a 2-meter gap between each stall, table. Ensure a 1-meter gap between customers at all times. Mandatory use of hand sanitizer. Cleaning solution used should include sodium hypochlorite following the guidelines published by Mo.5. Mini supermarkets, grocery stores and department stores. Operation requirements. Operation hours, 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., opening hours, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Every employee must wear a face mask. Regular cleaning and sanitization of products and premise. Activity and protocol: keep a record of employees' attendance and body temperature readings every day. Limit the number of customers allowed to shop in the market at one time. Use floor markers to ensure at least 1 meter in between each customer when they queue up for payment. All outlets need to have alcohol-based hand sanitizer. Regular cleaning using cleaning solutions that have sodium hypochlorite following the guidelines published by Mo. Encourage cashless payment, e.g. e-wallet, credit card and other methods. Hopefully, this information clears things up for you guys. Share it with someone who would find this useful. Also read, 4 more traders at PJ Old Town Market test positive for COVID-19, more tests to be conducted. You have reached the end of this story.